The following is a paid program and does not reflect the views of the ownership, management, staff, advertisers, or affiliates of WHGM. Welcome to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold, sponsored by Bowers Law of Maryland.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting edition of Bowers Law Talk right here on WHGM Gold on this wonderful Halloween morning. So I want to wish a happy Halloween to everybody out there. And I will tell you right now, today's topic, some of you are tuning in because you know about today's topic. Some of you are going to be a little scared because it is a very scary topic that we are discussing, but we're going to talk about it in a positive light. We are going to be talking about auto insurance rates. That's right. Auto insurance rates. If you saw the promos or some of the stuff that I posted on Facebook, there is a story that is a firsthand story from my family, and it is my sister-in-law and my mother-in-law who recently changed auto insurance providers. And in doing so, naturally, they talked to me like anybody should talk to me before going and changing their auto insurance policy or reviewing their auto insurance policy. We'll get into that in a moment. And said, hey, what do I need? Can you take a look at this and make sure I have the right coverage? Well, long story short, and we're going to get into the details of this morning, they increased their auto insurance premium rates. Nope, let me not confuse those because then the message is going to be off. They increased the benefits that they got, the coverage that they have. They decreased substantially the cost for the premium. And a lot of times you don't see that happen. A lot of times when I warn people about hopping online or on the phone to quote, save 15% in 15 minutes or whatever the little promo is, a lot of times those are done by taking good insurance and cutting it down. And of course you're going to save money, right? Well, we're going to get into some of the details that show how my mother-in-law multiplied her liability and uninsured motorist coverage by 5 and decreased her premium by 30%, okay? So we're going to get into those details. We're going to have our Florida Man contest and then another chance to win, setting you up for next week. But what I want to do is I want to get into a service that I may have mentioned it in the past, I'm not sure. A service that I have offered for years and not enough people take advantage of it. And recently I've done a couple of things to kind of clean this up and refine it and make it even easier for people to use. And that is me reviewing your auto insurance policy. Full disclosure, I am not a licensed or auto insurance agent or any sort of insurance agent, okay? I'm only an attorney who deals with auto insurance on a very regular basis because we're always dealing with auto insurance with these accident claims. I like to take a look at my clients' policies and say, hey, this is good. You might want to improve this. You'd need to improve this. And give them some tips and advice on how to make that auto insurance policy better. Sometimes it's ways to help them save money without gutting their coverage. Some of it is just helpful advice that if they were to ever be in an accident or be in an accident again, that they're going to be in a much better situation. So let me be clear. This is a service that I offer absolutely free to absolutely anybody who either has or is about to get an auto insurance policy here in Maryland. Absolutely free. You do not need to be my client. And I will not charge you a consultation fee. I will not charge you a review fee. You will not pay a dime for me, a guy who cannot sell you insurance, to review your policy or a quote that you've gotten and say, hey, this is good, this is bad, look at this. I think it's important for me to note and repeat the fact that I do not sell insurance. So at the end of the review, all you're getting from me is guidance and advice, no sales pitch. This is not an auto insurance quote. You will not see dollar amounts other than maybe me saying, hey, increasing this by five might cost you $3 a month. It's not a quote because every insurance company is a little bit different, and there is not an opportunity or an attempt for me to sell any of this to you at all. And what I've done is I've refined this process down into what I call my auto insurance report card. So if you send me your auto insurance policy or your declarations page, which is the layout of all of your coverages, within a couple of hours sometimes, certainly no less than a day, maybe if I'm traveling on a weekend or something like that, it might be a little bit delayed, but you will get a real estimation on when you're going to get it back. You're going to get a color-coded red light, green light, yellow light explanation of what all the different coverages, your liability coverage, your PIP and your med pay, your collision and comprehensive, your uninsured, underinsured, with tips of, hey, do this or do that. And the cool thing about it is, if you don't want to digest and learn about what all these things are, you don't have to. You can take this report card to your insurance agent or to a new insurance agent that you're shopping rates with and say, hey, take a look at this. This is what I want, or what I want you to keep in mind when you are giving me a quote or reviewing the policy. The other thing I want to make sure that we talk about is how often I recommend that you take a look at your auto insurance policy. We're going to get to that and Florida Man after a brief break here. If you have questions, you want to call in and text or whatever, WHGM Gold 410-939-9446. This is Bowers Law Talk here on a spooky Halloween morning. And we'll be right back.
We now return to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is your accident and injury attorney, Joe with Bowers here. And we are back with another segment here on Bowers Law Talk. But first, we're going to get into this week's Florida Man. This one comes from Steve in Harford County. And this is a fun one. I think this is one that has been shared all over the internet for quite some time. It's kind of the pinnacle of the Florida Man. And this is the shirtless Florida Man fights a tree. There's a 32-year-old man who picked up charges of disturbing the peace because he was dispatched to some park because there was a guy that was harassing a bunch of kids on a field trip and yelling at trees. Yes, yelling at trees. And he was ultimately arrested and banned from the park. I don't know what happened with the criminal charges. I certainly don't follow up on these, but that is this week's Florida Man. Don't be a Florida Man, okay? So we are going to get back into this topic, and it's kind of going to be a dual topic because I want to encourage everybody out there to take advantage of my absolutely free insurance report guard and insurance review. Again, like I mentioned before, this is something that I have done for years. I typically will do it for my clients, and I want to make sure that the door is open to anybody, and you feel absolutely no obligation to have a situation at all that prompts you to say, hey, I want this guy to take a look at my auto insurance policy, because you are going to get, again, you're not worried about me making a commission because I'm not selling you a premium and I'm not selling you a policy. I'm not quoting you a policy. I'm basically going to give you the, hey, if you were in an accident like the ones that I deal with all day, every day, I would be telling you, hey, this is going to work out better next time if you do these things. It is basically an opportunity to step into a time machine, because most of the times when I'm giving this advice to my clients, they wish that we could get into a time machine, go back in time, make these changes that I am requesting or suggesting. And then if the accident happens, they're in a much better situation. So join me on this Halloween morning and get into the time machine. Let's go back to before you get in an accident, which is hopefully now, and hopefully you never get in an accident. I'd love it if the advice that I'm giving you is a waste, because you never get in an accident. I don't wish these things on to anybody. They are not fun situations. Obviously, I deal with them on the regular, so I'm very familiar with the aftermath and what people go through. And I can tell you that even my clients who receive six-figure settlement checks from me would rather send that check back than to ever have the accident happen again. I don't have that kind of time machine. I wish I did. I wish I could do that for my clients, but I don't. So the time machine that I am offering you is one where we pretend that we're back in time from that time that you may eventually get into an accident, and we fix your auto insurance policy now. So call my office, 410-885-6200. Shoot a text to my office using our text line, which you should have saved in your phone, 667-220-6500. You can take a screenshot of your declaration page or of your insurance policy, and you can text it to that number. I will confirm it. It's completely confidential. We'll put together your insurance report card. We'll send it back out to you. If you want to spend a couple minutes on the phone with me where I walk you through it and actually discuss the what ifs, I am happy to do so. Again, no charge whatsoever. So I'm going to go into a couple of the key things that went into the situation with my sister-in-law and my mother-in-law's auto policies, because they recently, so basically here's the thing, my sister-in-law just is in the process of buying a house and is going through that insurance process and everything like that, and decided to take a look at the auto rates. And the auto rates initially dropped substantially. And then she's like, hey, is this good enough coverage? And I said, well, why don't you see what it would cost to do this? And that's where this all started. And when it comes to reviewing your auto insurance policy, it's always a situation of, hey, let's see what happens if we bump this up and bump that up. And then you look at those increases, if there are increases in the rates, and you say, hey, I can afford that and it's totally worth it, or I'm going to pass for now. These are just, you know, when I make these suggestions, these are merely suggestions. And obviously you can do what you want with them, but the information is great. So one of the things that she did was she had her liability coverage. And what your liability coverage is if you were to cause an accident that you were at fault for, it is the maximum amount of money that your insurance company is going to pay toward the injuries that somebody else receives. If, and the moral of the story is, because in Maryland, the minimum limit on this is $30,000. You can get insurance coverage that's as low as $30,000 per person to cover somebody else's injuries. If you were to cause, and these accidents happen, they're accidents, okay? So no judgment here, not my job. I don't wear the robe. I barely wear a tie when I show up to my office unless I have to go to court, but certainly not a judge, but accidents happen. And unfortunately, because we're driving around these big machines, injuries happen. And when the injuries happen, they've got to get paid for, and that comes out of this liability coverage. So if somebody were to get in an accident and break a leg or need a surgery, these cases are you know, they resolve for hundreds of thousands of dollars because, I mean, surgery is not cheap. So if you only have a $30,000 auto insurance policy and you get sued and then there's a verdict, let's say the verdict is $100,000, the insurance company is going to cut a check for 30 grand and you're on the hook for 70 grand. So that's important because you need to protect yourself when you buy the insurance coverage so that that doesn't happen. And so my sister-in-law had $100,000 in coverage per person. And I said, hey, you might want to take a look at bumping that up to $250,000 worth of coverage per person because you're about to own a house. And since you're buying a house, there's two elements here. You want to protect that house and make sure that your coverage, if you were to get sued, is at least that much money. Now, you could certainly hurt someone worse than that if you were in an accident. If they're a high income earner, then, and they've missed time from work, then that increases the value of these situations. But at a minimum protection, if you own a home, your auto, and I know these two things don't seem to tie together, but your auto policy should at least have liability and uninsured coverage that matches or as close to the value of the house, or at least how much you have on the mortgage. So if you're taking out a mortgage, let's say you're buying a $300,000 house and you're putting $50,000 down, you're going to have a mortgage for $250,000. You should have auto liability and uninsured motorist coverage that at least matches that. That way, let's say you get in an accident and you are permanently disabled, you've got enough money potentially coming out of this claim, even if the other person is uninsured, to cover the cost of that mortgage and not have to worry about, hey, I'm not getting back to work or my normal work. I'm not going to be making as much money as I was. How's this house getting paid for? This can take care of that. So she actually bumped this up from the 100, 300 that she had to 250,500. And the rates only went up about $100 a year. So we're talking about not even 10 bucks a month to multiply her coverage by 2.5. Not to mention the fact that she switched from a different company, so the rates actually went down. We're just with the 100 to the 250, we're comparing the two rates within the same company. Still, she's saving money from what she had on the other coverage. So that's one of the big things that we look for on these things. And we're going to get into a little bit more of this after the break. If you have questions, 410-939-9446. We are having a spooky day here on WHGM Gold in honor of Halloween. We are talking about this oh so exciting and scary topic of auto insurance rates and premiums. And again, this is Bauer's Law Talk. We'll be right back.
We now return to Bauer's Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
Hey, thanks for joining us back here again. Attorney Bowers, your accident and injury guy here on Bowers Law Talk. We're going to wrap this thing up here with a little bit more info on buying policies. But a quick reminder, we are still doing the Florida Man contest. This week's winner got a $25 gift card for Elk River Brewing Company. So Steve, congratulations on that. Same rules apply. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com, Bowers Law MD. Send us a text at the office text line, the 667-220-6500. Give us your favorite Florida man. We're going to go through all these and we're going to pick the one and you're going to win another one of these gift cards. So whoever selects that. So we like seeing those come in. They give us a little bit of a chuckle. They don't really save us any time because I end up looking through more of those than I do when I was picking them myself. But hey, it's a nice little release from the workday. We've got a text coming in asking about PIP insurance and cost to increase PIP insurance. So I'm going to get into that real quick because that's another thing that on my insurance report card that we typically, I mean, you've heard me say it time and time again, don't waive PIP. And the kind of add on to that is increase your PIP whenever you can. As I told you before, when I do these, I can't quote rates because I don't sell insurance. I'm not licensed to. I don't have the ability to. I don't really want to. But I'm happy to advise and guide and critique people's policies to help protect you because I think it's good information. That being said, we could give you a ballpark idea of what these rate increases might be. So, I'll give you, and there's two different coverages that kind of fall into the PIP category. One of them is PIP itself, and PIP is the no-fault coverage, which I think, as we've discussed before, when you make a claim for PIP only, there's nothing that the insurance company can do to mess with your rates. They can't drop you. They can't decrease your rates or your discounts or any of that kind of stuff. That it's not going to hurt you. So don't be afraid to use it. If you need it, it's there. You paid for it. But a couple of numbers here. And again, these are ballpark. They're going to be different for different insurance companies. They're going to be different depending on what your zip code is. Depending on the insurance company, they may be different based on what your credit score is and crazy stuff like that. So we're probably going to have another segment about the different factors that go into what determines your insurance rates, because it's not just whether or not you're a good driver. There's a lot more that goes into it, and it's different for different companies. But in general, PIP insurance can be used to pay medical bills related to an accident. They can also be used to pay time that you miss from work, typically at a rate of 85% of what your pre-tax income would be. So if you make $10 an hour and you miss 10 hours, they pay you $85 for those 10 hours, not 100. The base amount, assuming that you don't waive PIP, and here I am saying it again, don't waive PIP, that you can get in Maryland is $2,500. That is per person per accident. So if you have five people in the car, let's say you got a minivan or whatnot, each one who is eligible will get their own potential, the first $2,500 for their medical bills or wages covered. The most that you can get in Maryland is $10,000, and that's specifically under the PIP category. That can, again, is per person per accident. So if you have five people, each of them could have their first $10,000 in medical bills or lost wages paid out of that PIP coverage if you have the 10 grand. On average, and we've done this with a bunch of different people where we ask them, hey, when you get the difference in premium rates, please report back to us, because we try to compile as much of this data as we can so that we can advise other people. On average, to go from 2,500 to 10,000 in PIP, I have seen those rate increases be approximately $5 to $6 per month. So we're talking about $60 to $70 per year. So what does that mean? Let's say it's $70 a year, but you're getting $7,500 in additional coverage, okay? You would have to go about, let me do the math here. Okay, I'll do the math for you. 107 years without getting in an accident where you use the PIP insurance and the extra $7,500 at $6 a month. You'd have to go 104 years without getting in one of those accidents to ever be in a situation where you paid the insurance company more money in premiums than you received in benefits. And that's assuming that only one person is in the car if you use the coverage one time. If you have multiple people in the car, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of years of premiums. You're not going to live that long. Spoiler alert. There are companies out there that don't even sell the full $10,000 because of the way that the premiums are structured, because all this stuff is regulated. They can't arbitrarily say, hey, we're going to charge, you know, an extra $20 a month because we want to. As we heard from Steve Simmons, our State Farm friend, the other week, everything's got to be pre-approved through the board, through the insurance administration. So the rates are kind of set for the most part. And you know, that's pretty average. Again, I'm not quoting that, but that's pretty close for most people. Now, obviously, it's going to be a little more expensive if you're insuring 4, 5, 6, 7 cars or whatever. Clearly, those things are factors. There's a lot of other factors. So the other thing that we did on the policies for my sister-in-law and my mother-in-law is that we added something called MedPay. MedPay works almost the same way as PIP. The only difference is that the benefit cannot be used for wages. It's only for medical. So what we did, and typically the limits on that are higher, okay? There's not particularly an actual limit. I have seen companies like USAA will sell you $1 million in MedPay coverage, which basically means all of your medical bills are going to get paid, which is fantastic. Hopefully you don't have $1 million worth of medical bills, but you basically can get all of the medical treatment you need and you don't have to worry about it if you have coverage like that. The company that my sister-in-law and my mother-in-law went through offered them a maximum, because the insurance companies can determine the maximum amount that they want to offer, even though the state does not define a maximum. So they got $25,000 worth of MedPay coverage at an additional $90 a year. If you want the math on how long it would take them if they use the benefit one time for one person to end up paying more in premium than they get in benefit. 277 years. It's ridiculous. This is, again, hopefully nobody ever needs to use this stuff. I don't wish these accidents onto anybody. So if you were to find this company, and feel free to text our office at the 667-220-6500, and we can refer you to the insurance agent that that got these great rates for my family members. I'm happy to share that, or other insurance agents that can do similarly. I hope I'm having people throw that $90 away, because on the instance, and when we buy insurance, we never want to use it. But if we do, we're so glad it's there. So anyway, I am way, way over time today. I want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in here on WHGM Gold and this week's Bowers Law Talk. We look forward to getting back here right at the same time, 9 a.m. next week. And follow our Facebook page, Bowers Law MD, and we're going to try to get on top of doing these promo videos that tell you what's going on next week's show a little bit earlier in the week. So again, this is your accident injury attorney, Joe with Bowers, signing off here on WHGM Gold. Have a great week.